Josh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Vatican Press Office says Pope Francis, hospitalized since Friday, has now been diagnosed with a respiratory tract infection and that all findings indicate a, quote, complex clinical picture for the 88-year-old that require further hospitalization. At least 9 people in Kentucky, 1 in Georgia, are dead because of extensive flooding, says ABC's Jim Ryan.
Even longtime residents of Bullitt County, Kentucky, are shocked by the ferocity of the winter storm.
It has flooded here before because we've been here 29 years, but never as bad as it did last night.
Jen Cox raises donkeys and cattle south of Louisville.
It started coming down pretty hard, so I was like, I'm going to go ahead and go out and check. And as soon as I walked around the garage, everything was flooded.
Elon Musk expected to meet today with air traffic controllers to discuss how the FAA can be more efficient. His Department of Government Efficiency continues its work. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has arrived in Saudi Arabia ahead of U.S. talks with Russia over ending the war in Ukraine. This is ABC News. The death toll in Friday's fiery crash inside of a Wyoming highway tunnel is now at 3 people. Officials work inside that charred interstate tunnel trying to determine what caused the multi-vehicle pileup.
The blaze damaging the concrete lining of the tunnel, causing debris to fall, but engineers say there is no risk of collapse.
We didn't see any exposed rebar, but we're seeing a lot of debris on the ground. There's no issues with the integrity of the rock, so we're not expecting the mountain to collapse, the tunnel to collapse.
The NTSB is now working, investigating at the scene, trying to piece together exactly what happened. Local police say they believe weather and speed likely played a role.
To ABC's Lionel Moise, attorneys for the man accused of killing rap icon Tupac Shakur asking to delay next month's trial. Dwayne Davis. His defense filed a motion in a Nevada court Friday saying they need more time to investigate their case. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
Governor Tony Evers is set to share his budget address to the state on Tuesday, February 18th at 7 p.m. You can count on the Civic Media team to have it covered for you here, live.
And when the polls close, you'll also hear your primary election results from the races important to you and your family.
Live coverage of the elections in your area and the budget address, Tuesday, February 18th at 7 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
Badgers face the Fighting Illini. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers host Illinois tomorrow night at the Kohl Center. Game time 7:30. Wisconsin coming off that big win at number 7th ranked Purdue, 94-84 over the weekend. Marquette will be at home tomorrow night when they host Seton Hall. NBA, the Bucks return to action Thursday night when they take on the Clippers in Milwaukee. The Badgers men's hockey team in a slump. They lost to number 8th ranked Ohio State in Columbus, 4-2. Wisconsin has now lost 6 in a row. Associate head coach Todd Knott asked why the team hasn't been able to score more than 2 goals a game so far this month.
I wish I had a better answer for you on that one. I don't. And disappointing, especially with us getting good crowd showing up right now. I know our guys are extremely disappointed in the results over the weekend, but when you talk about Ohio State, Penn State, and they had some snarl to them, so give them credit. I thought they played very well.
That's Badgers hockey coach Todd Knott with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In Sometimes True Love Isn't Enough News, it appears Kanye West and his soulmate, Bianca Censori, are headed for divorce. The couple has been married a little over 2 years, which isn't too shabby by Hollywood standards. Yahoo Entertainment says things went from bad to worse after the Grammys stunt, where West instructed the love of his life to drop her coat and, quote, make a scene. Censori will receive a one-time payment of $5 million as a settlement. That's some serious scratch and should be enough to get her some new threads. Game of Thrones fans, there is another spinoff from the wildly popular HBO show headed your way. This is the third spinoff from GOT and will focus on the House of Targaryen. Another GOT spinoff, A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, will hit the little screen later this year. According to Deadline, the franchise is more likely than not going to roll out several other spinoffs in the coming years. And why wouldn't they? We'll keep watching. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny but frigid today with a high near 4 above. Wind chill values between negative 15 and negative 25. For tonight, wind chill values again in the teens and 20s below zero. Actual low temperature of 10 below. Right now, it's 5 below.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. We'll take a look back at the weekend's headlines and give a preview to the spring primary election on Tuesday. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two here on Monday morning. Once again, 20 degrees below zero, wind chill in Green Bay, 5 degrees below zero regularly in Oshkosh, 2 below in Appleton, 2 below in Green Bay. Would Stacy say, Brittany say it was where she was?
Negative 24.
Negative 24, and then up in Superior, Wisconsin, negative 40? Is that what she said?
Could get down that far, yes.
Okay, all right.
And right now in Milwaukee, it's just zero. There's no wind chill in Milwaukee, according to this.
Well, I guarantee you where Lance Allen is right now, it's 72 and the covers are up around his chin. Good morning, Lance.
Good morning.
How
I haven't flown out yet. I'm still enduring this.
Oh, you're still in Florida?
No.
Oh.
Back from Florida.
Okay.
Now I'm going to Arizona today.
Oh. Tough gigs.
You got to follow along. It's like Mayor, what was that show? Was it Rick Foders or whatever on public television where the guy like flew around all over the place and did like travel stuff?
Oh yeah, and people followed that. Well, he's extremely popular. He's all over the world. I mean,
exactly.
But you're doing it right. I mean, he'd rubbed it in a little bit like you are right now. You know, he'd go to these museums and get all these tours that really we as normal people probably couldn't get. But yeah,
I'm all about the states that end in A. Yeah, I was in Florida. John remembers that. Came back. I was only there for a couple of days. That now I'm going to Arizona.
How's Montana?
And then in a couple of weeks, we always have a guy's golf trip, so we go to Nevada for that. So, you know, it's all about the states that end in A.
You're going to Greenbow, Alabama.
Right. And Billings, Montana.
Yeah.
Yeah, have fun up there.
Yeah.
Or over there, I should say.
See you brag about that. Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, listen, we got a smorgasbord to throw at you. First thing I just want to talk to you about, we're just briefly mentioned it here, but I know I'm late to this party, but because I haven't seen them play much this year, but wow, that Badger team was so much fun to watch against Purdue. It was incredible.
Yeah, Johnny, and you know, if you actually watch stuff, I guess the thing that here's an old man rant, and Mayor, you're probably used to this. You know, the Simpson meme where the guy like shakes his fist at the clouds and
absolutely.
Just, you know, screams and yells for no reason. Okay, I had a person come up to me maybe a week or two ago and be like, yeah, the Badgers are just so boring. They, you know, they play this slow down style, or whatever. I'm like, have you even watched a game this year?
Yeah.
They like the beauty of Bo Ryan and the beauty of Greg Gard, because okay, we criticize them and we can, but what you got to give them their flowers when they deserve their flowers. The beauty of those guys being great basketball coaches is they tailor the style to whatever athletic talent they have. And if you watched any Wisconsin basketball at all, when they had Devin Harris or when they had the teams that played in the Final Four, you know, and in the championship game, Bo Ryan would adjust the swing offense to the athletes he had on the team. And if they didn't have the athletes or didn't have the shooting ability, then the swing offense would get a little tighter. Same thing with Greg Gard. And anybody who's watched any game this year, they average 85 points a game. They're a top five offense in the nation. And they hung 94 on Purdue, which is arguably one of the hardest places to play in the United States.
Yep.
So just watch a game, and they shot 61.5% in that game.
Yeah, Mackey Arena is so hard to play at.
I don't know what more I can say to say they are not playing a slowdown style this year. He has adjusted the style of their offense to the athletes and the talent that they have on that team, period.
But, Lance, kudos to the coach. And that same analogy is working in football as well. I mean, you don't really – some of these coaches would come in back in the day and this is what we're going to do. And when you look at your talent pool and say this is what we can do, I think that just makes for just a great coach to see the talent he's got on the field and then make his game plan around that talent versus saying, look, you're going to learn this.
Isn't that an analogy for life too? Like if you have certain things in life where you know that you can, you're really good in just a couple areas, and the rest it's not okay. Then in order to be successful, this is what we need to do. But if you have people who can do a lot of things, or they do it at an extremely intelligent high level, let them go. Let them be creative. Let them do their thing. And more often than not, it's going to turn out pretty well. So I just think the best coaches kind of have a pulse on really what's going on their team and know the personality and chemistry of their team.
Lance, I just quickly want to underscore that with my own, you've met my wife, you know, a number of times. When we got married and her dad was Mr. Fix-It, we moved into this house and she gave me this like list of stuff to do. And I'm like, I don't know how to do that. I just never learned that. I said, look, I will pump gas at night to make extra money to pay somebody to do it. So she knew the talent she had, and then she's since found other people to do things around the projects around the house. So same analogy with your coaching, right?
I like that. You gotta know your limitations.
And that's what she did. Good. Anyway.
Well, let's back up now. Let's talk a little bit, wrap up the whole NFL season, the Packers season, where they're at. And just give me your thoughts, Lance.
Where do you start? I mean, that's a wide-ranging question, John.
Well, let me ask you, let me just say this. Okay, so the Packers' first game this past season was against a team that just won the NFL championship. During the course of that game, they didn't seem, you know, that far apart from each other at all. I mean, maybe if Love didn't get hurt real late in the game, they would have, you know, had the comeback or something like that. So that's where the barometer is right now with that Eagles team. But I love, this is typical me. I ask you a question, then I answer it, okay?
That's okay. No.
All I'm saying is Philadelphia got better all the way through. They had a little bit of a lull, but then they kept improving. Packers at some point just got stuck in the mud. Would you agree?
I agree. No, there was some truth when you were answering your own question. There's some truth to what you were saying is, I think they're close. Like, they didn't get embarrassed or blown out by Philadelphia either the first game of the year or the last game of the year, because it was kind of bookended, you know, for their season. I don't think that they got blown out or embarrassed or anything like that. But the Eagles clearly, and I think that's what was proven with the Super Bowl, was would people just assume the Chiefs were going to win that game? There were at least a handful of people that said, you know, on paper, the Eagles kind of have better talent. And you know, if things go right, which, you know, sometimes they do in football, sometimes they don't, that they could easily win this game, and they did. And so talent-wise, I think this draft and free agency is a place where the Packers have to strike and have to get it right to kind of bridge that gap, so to speak, because there is a little bit of a gap. I think it's the same thing that some of us said as the season went along, is when you're the seventh seed, sometimes it's due to injuries, sometimes it's due to, you know, other forces, but it just seemed like there was an upper tier of the NFC and the Eagles were in it, and it just seemed like that next level were teams like the Packers and the Rams and the Vikings and some of the other teams that they were good, but they weren't quite at that really good, great level. So I think there's a lot of truth to that, John.
How far off are we from Lions lose their offense coordinator, defense coordinator, some other people. Where are they at, do you think? Do you think they reached their zenith and are coming back to earth? Or is that one of those teams that for the next couple of years,
you know, they're going to be a challenge.
I hate to say this because I have a couple of long-suffering Lions fans, John, and you grew up in the UP.
Yeah.
I have a bad feeling that the Lions got so close, so tantalizing close, and I'm not going to say they're going to fall off a cliff or anything like that, but boy, oh boy, I don't know why I have this weird gut feeling, and free agency draft can change a lot of things. We can have the same conversation months down the road, and it can be completely different, so don't hold me to
no,
it.
I know.
As of right now, if you're a Lions fan, you have to have some very nervous, queasy feelings right now about, okay, did we kind of hit our peak and we're coming back down the other side of the mountain a little bit? And, you know, are we ever going to get there? I hate to say it, but I do have that feeling.
Really? Wow. Lance, I get, if I would have a, not a concern, but I think our division's going to be tough. I do.
Oh, yeah.
And it's
oh,
great yeah. that we oh, get yeah. to see everybody twice. I mean, not
Bears got to be better.
Not that we need any help with ticket sales, but I just think it's going to be tough. That draft, and I'm sure you're going to be here on April 21st or 23rd, I guess. That's going to be interesting for us, for a lot of people, right? I mean, that could really make or break this division we're in.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, you know, I still say to a large degree the Packers are a draft and develop team, maybe not quite as much under what they were under Ted Thompson, but, you know, Brian Gutekunst uses obviously a lot of different methods to improve the team, and that's still definitely one of them. And you're right in the sense that I think Kevin O'Connell can coach. I think that was proven this year, and that, you know, even if the Vikings don't maybe quite have the talent level of the other two, that they can still be a factor. And then Ben Johnson, nobody knows as far as a head coach goes how he's going to handle the whole situation, and the Bears organization itself is a little bit of a mess, but they do have a lot of really good talent, or at least an assembly of talent.
Yeah.
That I think is ascending rather than descending. So I think you're right on that.
That's going to be fun. That's going to be great.
Thanks. You know, another thing, though, just talking, and I hate to even bring up the Aaron Rodgers thing, but it's just, it's like so crazy. Like there's this weird football god that for some reason are taking these Packer quarterbacks, sending them to New York, they flame out. And then what's the one spot that seems to be open all the time is the Vikings. But you know what? I would rather see Aaron Rodgers with that Vikings team right now than Favre back in his day, because I think Favre still had more juice and something more to prove than Rodgers does right now. I don't see him being a successful starting quarterback, a winning starting quarterback anymore down the road here. That's just my opinion, but I would not be shocked. If I had to bet on where he'd end up, I would say Las Vegas. What do you think? I know.
Yeah,
I hate even having this conversation.
It does make for a convenient story, and yeah. I know that I should think of the same thing, John. I'm like, how many more guys can go wear purple, and how many more guys can have an axe to grind
exactly.
and chip on their shoulder and all that?
Incredible. It's been incredible.
The NFL, I always say, and I'm not going down the whole road of, hey, this is, you know, scripted, or this is, you know, this is real and this is not real and whatever, but I'm telling you, the NFL is the best live drama going today, because I don't know how, like, Just look at down the stretch, like meaningful games, rivalries, you know, basically things that happen in the off season that, you know, guys, you know, swapping teams and things like that, that somehow end up playing their old team.
Right. Yeah.
It's absolutely amazing. So, yeah, the Raiders are in more desperate need of a quarterback. I don't know where J.J. McCarthy is in his rehab level, so to speak. You know, you hear various reports, but,
right.
you know, the Vikings don't have to release anything in the off season. You know, he is the future of their team. I don't know if Aaron Rodgers would sit and look and say, well, I'm not, you know, I don't want to be viewed as a stopgap or whatever.
Right.
So the Raiders seem to make more sense.
Lance, what time does your plane leave?
You get time?
What time?
Yeah.
It's 11:30, man.
Okay, we can give you another 1 minute break. Come back.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Lance Allen, CBS 58. Back up this.
From Oshkosh to Neenah, this is 98.3 WISS.
Get ready, as winter is heating up at Thrasher Opera House in Green Lake with an electrifying lineup of live music. Arkansas brings high-energy bluegrass with a twist on February 21st. The Sweet Lilies deliver their signature soulful harmonies on February 28th with special guests Adrian and Meredith playing folk punk fun. Soul blues rock powerhouse Jesse Roper comes in with a bang on March 1st. Tickets are selling fast. Grab yours now at ThrasherOperaHouse.com. Thrasher Opera House, a cool little historic venue in downtown Green Lake.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. While attacks on democracy norms ensue in Washington, state legislatures have also been busy. We have updates from Utah, Kansas, Indiana, and the contested North Carolina Supreme Court race. Voting Rights Lab reports that the Utah House is considering HB 300, which forces mail-in ballot users to deliver their ballot not by mail, but by hand to an official polling place where an ID can be presented. The elderly, disabled, and other voters for whom returning by mail is their only option would need to seek special permission. HB 332 would withdraw Utah from the Cooperative Electronic Registration Data Center, the subject of far-right conspiracy theories. The Kansas Senate passed SB 4, which requires receipt of mail-in ballots by 7 p.m. Election Day to count, rather than the current 3 days after. An Indiana Senate committee advanced SB 284, shortening early in-person voting from 28 days to 14 days, ending at noon the day before Election Day. The full Senate passed SB 10, ending use of school-issued student identification as ID for voting. In North Carolina, a district court judge dismissed a claim by a state Supreme Court candidate that in a race he lost by 734 votes, as many as 65,000 voters were ineligible. A federal appeals court may revisit it. We've linked the Voting Rights Lab tracker at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here in a cold Tuesday morning, wind chill of 20 degrees below zero here in Green Bay. Regular 5 below Oshkosh, 2 below Appleton, 2 below Green Bay, 24 below in Wausau, 40 below in Superior, and Lance Allen is on his way to Arizona because he sucks. So,
hey, I like the fact that you guys play old guy music on this radio.
Oh, yeah.
That's all we know. That's all we know. Hey, Lance, heading down to the land of the Milwaukee Brewers. Tell me a little bit. I mean, that's always such a, you know, you get so excited, of course, this time of year and different things. And how are you approaching this season?
I like how one guy put it so succinctly and so well of late. Now, and you, we're old people. So, yeah, we're used to the Brewers, you know, not being great or whatever for years and whatever. But now it's like one guy put it very well. I don't even half the time care who they put out there, what they do or whatever. The Brewers lately are the team that wins 87 to 92 games every year. And that's a good way to kind of look at it. Is it used to be you'd go to spring training and be like, well, man, like, I don't even know how they're going to field the team or how they're going to win a few games or whatever. And now you have Jackson Churio, the rising superstar. You have Christian Yelich, the older superstar. You have obviously a lot of pieces and parts, Gold Glovers, you know, Bryce Terang, this, that, whatever. You know, William Contreras, arguably the best catcher in the major leagues. It's fun to cover them. There's no doubt about it.
So, Lance, I got to ask you, we're going to shift gears a little bit here. Sportscaster of the year, everybody knows you, everybody loves you. Do you do a lot of speaking?
I actually do. It's weird how, I don't know if I'm living your life or anything like
well,
that.
Well, that's my next question is when you're going to run for mayor, but go ahead. Tell me about your speaking engagements.
Basically, you know, hey, if somebody needs a motivational speaker, inspirational speaker, whatever, MC work, you know, any of that stuff, I like doing that. And John knows. I mean, to me, I've always been charitable at heart, and if it's a good organization and things now that are near and dear to me, whether it's, you know, my dad's battled diabetes for, you know, 40 plus years, or certain organizations, the MAC Fund, we do a lot of things with the MAC Fund, just certain great organizations and charities that do a lot of great work. I love giving back.
That's awesome. I would guess that. And then your future. I mean, you're a young guy. What are your plans? You've got how many? I don't know how many stations your owner owns, but are you guys just in the Midwest?
I appreciate you calling me a young guy because I don't feel so young anymore. But that's very kind of you. Yeah, we are. So the company is owned in the Chicago area. You know, they obviously have a couple of stations that have news, and then they have, you know, now, and John realizes this, is now, you know, ever since TV stations went digital instead of the old analog, you have all these sub-channels. So you have, like, MeTV, and you have, you know, like, the Comedy right. Channel, and you have all this stuff. So they actually own hundreds of TV stations across the nation in a lot of different markets, but it's mainly the stations that don't have, you know, a news department, if you want to say that, and things like that.
Lance, I got to ask one more question here. I know you're a huge racing guy. Joey Logano is my guy. Was he in the wrong last night, do you think? Or did, who was it that blocked him?
You know what?
Stanhouse, Ricky Stanhouse.
Whatever. Those are always tough calls because Daytona is such a, I mean, look at the end of all three races over the weekend, the trucks race, the Xfinity race, that race. It's literally just like, okay, who's going to block who? Who's going to shove somebody too much? Who's going to get somebody loose? I mean, I mean, looking at it from the surface level and not being a driver, yeah, you kind of lean toward it's more his fault. But what are you going to do in that situation? When it's go time, it's go time.
Well, I think the problem is that the guy in front of him hesitated. He was indecisive. Because at first the hole was there, and then I thought Logano, okay, committed. And then he kind of hesitated, took the hole away. But at that point, Logano was giving a little bit more juice. And once he let up, the car's, you know, an inch and a half behind him. I thought that's what led to the accordion effect, don't you?
Isn't that kind of like you driving up to Escanaba and, you know, you're in the left lane and some guy's blocking your left lane going, you know, 50 miles an hour up to the UP and you just kind of give them a gentle shove and if their back end gets loose, it's so be it, right?
There you go.
Hey.
I'm with you, Lance.
But, it's one of those things that he gets the back. He seems like the nicest guy and he always gets the rap. I mean, Kurt Busch even ripped him on a national interview right after the race. I mean,
He's a guy that gets a lot of heat, and I don't know if it's just because of his demeanor or his personality or whatever. My really quick great story with him was when he was a teenager, he came to the Milwaukee Mile to test, and that's a lot of times how they determine if a guy is, you know, good enough for NASCAR.
Yeah.
And it rained that day, so he took his rental van and went around backwards, and the photog and I were going around the Milwaukee Mile into the corner like 80-90 miles an hour with this minivan like smoking and the tires chattering or whatever, and his head like bang, you know, my poor photog shooting the story, like his head was like banging on the side of the window in the passenger seat, and Joey's like laughing and things like that, and I just sat there and went, this guy's enjoyable to be around and he gets it. And he's really good, and I'll always remember that memory. I mean, obviously, he's a multiple-time champion. He proved his worth.
Wow. A little bit of a death wish, too. Wow, that's crazy.
Oh, those guys are crazy, though.
They are.
They'll do anything.
That is true.
I mean, when they...
I'd like to return that, I'd like to see the return policy at how come the tires are already bald? There's only, 150 miles on this van.
You know what, Lance, you know what amazes... You know what amazes me, though, is... And like Jim was just saying about those guys, how they're, you know, they're crazy, they're whatever. But I'm shocked at how 2 minutes before they get in their cars and go 190 miles an hour with 41 cars on the track... Okay, right before then, they're taking selfies with fans. They're holding their daughters, their little kids. Then they go in and they go crazy. And then the one guy who had that unbelievable wreck last night where he went flying through the air, it was like, and he goes, well, everything just got real quiet. And all I thought about was my daughter as I was flying through the air. And then, and then 30 seconds later, though, he's right there. He makes sure he has the sponsor's baseball cap on so he gets the sponsorship. And he's talking calmly about it. That's incredible.
It's a real life Ricky Bobby, man. Yes. As long as you're okay and you get out of the thing, everything's good. You know, don't be running around in your underwear out on the track. That's all I ask.
I just give those guys so much credit. I'm serious, man. I mean, they're doing life and death stuff, and yeah, we're fine. This is what we do.
So, Lance, what's in Arizona? You just chilling?
Brewers.
Oh, you're going down to cover
Brewers,
that.
Man.
Okay,
Brewers,
you're covering
Brewers
that.
Brewers and more Brewers. So today is kind of an easy day. But tomorrow, Mark on an Ozio talk, so that's always kind of a newsworthy day of, you know, where he sets the budget and, you know, the woes of Major League Baseball payrolls and all that good fun stuff. And Pat Murphy is a trip to cover. Let me tell you guys, what a treat that Matt, that guy is not a cliche soundbite. He is a media person's dream. So yeah. Those are a couple of things that I'm looking forward
to. Awesome. Lance Allen, I truly appreciate you taking the time to do this, buddy.
No problem. Anytime, gentlemen.
All right.
Hope you have a fantastic time in Arizona covering the Brewers. We'll be following you. We got a sort of break. Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation, joining us next.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin's dairy industry more than a little nervous about what lies ahead with tariffs, specifically Mexico. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news and a quick reminder, it's President's Day. Markets are closed. Jenny Wackershauser is a dairy risk manager with EverAg out of their Platteville office. She said the dairy industry in Wisconsin paying very close attention to the tariff dialogue, especially as it relates to Mexico, our number one dairy customer.
Our number one trade partner for dairy is Mexico. They take between 40% and 50% of our cheese exports, so not of our cheese production, but of the pounds that we export, traditionally go to Mexico. And with tariff talks, we always worry on it's the retaliatory tariffs. So if we put tariffs on to Mexico, what products would they turn around and tariff coming out of the U.S.? And it doesn't mean they won't take our cheese, but it just means our price probably needs to fall a little bit to become competitive.
Jenny Wackershauser, she's a dairy risk manager with EverAg out of Platteville. Again, all of the tariff discussion temporarily paused until March 1st.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Come on along. We're headed to the Canadian Rockies. I'm Pam Yonke, inviting you to join me July 26th through August 4th. We'll begin at Calgary's Living History Museum. Then it's off to Banff for a guided tour. Next, we board a Via Rail train for phenomenal views of the Canadian Rockies. Off to Vancouver for award-winning wines at Lulu Island Winery. Then we ferry to Vancouver Island to visit a bison ranch and a dairy farm. Go to holidayvacations.com, enter keyword Pam to get a brochure or watch a travel show. Traders are getting a 3-day weekend with the president's holiday today. On Friday, barrel cheese was a penny and a quarter lower at 181 and three quarters. 40-pound block cheese stood unchanged at 192, and AA butter dropped 2.25 cents on Friday to 237 and three quarters per pound. The December new crop corn closed a quarter of a cent higher at 473. November new crop soybeans were up 6.75 cents, closed at 1052. July new crop wheat up 22 and a quarter cents over weather-related concerns, 6.25 and a quarter. The March Class 3 milk that goes into cheese was down 9, settled on Friday, 1970 a hundredweight. So there's your snapshot on where the market stood on Friday. Again, it's President's Day, no trading happening today. More available now at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny but frigid today with a high near 4 above. Wind chill values between negative 15 and negative 25. For tonight, wind chill values again in the teens and 20s below zero. Actual low temperature of 10 below. Right now, it's 5 below.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be a little tricky. So here at WISS, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WISS.FM and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you've got an event to share, hit us up. Email info at WISS.FM. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, are you exhausted, tired, fed up? We get it, but we want you to get involved. Luann Bird is going to join us to talk about ways to keep going. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Fox Cities Chamber recently released its 2025 Economic Outlook Survey results sent to 140 businesses and organizations across Outagamie, Calumet, and Northern Winnebago counties. The survey highlights a generally positive but cautious outlook for the region. Businesses reported stable profits in 2024 and anticipate growth in 2025. However, the struggle to find qualified talent to employ and housing concerns could impact long-term expansion. See our story at WGBW.fm for details and a link to the survey results. The second week of sturgeon spearing season on the Lake Winnebago system closed Sunday, and the harvest of the prehistoric fish sits at about 640. The harvest for upriver lakes is at almost 80% of the harvest cap for male sturgeon, but the 90% harvest cap trigger on Lake Winnebago is in no danger of being met. The sturgeon spearing season ends Sunday, or when the harvest cap is met, whichever comes first. A Two Rivers woman has been identified and charged with abandoning an animal and mistreating animals resulting in death when a dog was found deceased in a kennel in an unoccupied Two Rivers apartment. The woman is set to appear in Manitowoc County Court later today. Two Rivers police ask anyone with information on the incident to contact them. Dangerously cold temperatures are in store for the next few days in New Wisco. The coldest temperatures will be felt tonight through Wednesday, with lows in the negative double digits and dangerous wind chills into the negative 30s for the next two nights. Temperatures will begin to rise Thursday and are expected to get back above freezing this weekend. More details coming up in the forecast. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Terry disagrees. John, Rodgers had more passing touchdowns this season than Mahomes, Ebert, and Daniels. I think he can still play, Terry. That's fine, Terry. You know what I think, Terry? I think he can't. But you know who thinks he does? Kristen Ambos from Point Mortgage Corporation.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm interested to see what he does.
It was kind of fun sitting here talking racing and sports with you for the last 5 minutes.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah.
Let's talk mortgage.
Okay. I mean, that's such a great second option.
Are you giving out mortgages on eggs?
I'm thinking about it.
Is that unbelievable?
I'm thinking about it.
$9 a dozen.
Yeah.
They were 89 cents a dozen 2 years ago, 59 cents a dozen 4 years ago. And then they said the prices, they'll come down a little bit because that's crazy. But here's the problem. It's supply and now the demand is increasing.
Right.
I just don't eat eggs. Like, I don't know why. That's not like
thinking about
toilet paper or something. You know, it's not like a, anyway.
It's not
just kidding.
A necessary
commodity. $9 a gallon. $9 a dozen?
Yeah.
For like organic, local grass-fed, all the things.
But still $8 for the cheaper ones.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, that's crazy. That was my little intro to you talking mortgages.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. But what I will say on that is if you need to mortgage your eggs or anything else. One of the things that we are working on a lot right now that I wanted to talk to you guys about, because it is a real thing, is a lot of debt consolidation with mortgages. Because if you have a house and you've had a house for the last 4 or 5 years and you haven't touched the mortgage, the amount of equity that's in there right now.
Oh, yeah.
And the real, it is as tough as it is for people to talk about. The realness is I see it every day, the amount of people out there, and I don't want them to be ashamed about it, though. The amount of people out there with $50,000, $60,000 of credit card debt because they were literally buying eggs. And then before they knew it, the credit card debt went up 20%, 30% interest. Right. And then now all of a sudden it's $300, $400, $500 a month interest. and they had no other way. Like, I said to my husband not long ago, like, I went and picked up dog food, and then I went to the grocery store, filled my car up with gas, and I went home and I said, it was $600 for me to spend that day, in that hour and a half I ran to just get our necessities.
I believe it.
It's crazy, but that's the real life, and that's what a lot of people are dealing with right now. And one of the things that they're so afraid of is getting rid of that interest rate that they had at 3 or 4%. But I've been working with a lot of clients on the blended rate, as if we use their equity to pay off and the interest rates they're paying on these credit cards, mm-hmm. and they can actually use their equity to start over without being ashamed. And the blended rate isn't, you know, 10%. It's more like 5. Oh, cool. So they can get rid of their debt and start over, sleep at night, and just know, like, a lesson learned, don't do it again. Well, because so many people fell victim to it.
Before you leave today, Kristen, can I get a business card?
Yeah.
Seriously.
You gotta, if you're going to do that, you got to cut up.
Kidding.
You got to cut up your credit cards, because you don't want to go right back to where you were.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's
I was talking to a friend of mine. Someone I know. And he was telling me about, I said, well, where are you at with credit card debt? Mm-hmm. And I said, what's the balance? And he's like, $140. I said, well, that's not bad. That was the monthly payment. It's like, dude, it was
the minimum.
You know, the minimum is the payment. No, it's not. The payment is don't pay the balance.
Right.
So anyway, I think they also make it very, very easy to charge stuff. I mean,
oh, yes.
It's just, it's unbelievable.
Cripes, you don't even have to put your card in a machine anymore. You can just walk by it and tap it. And
I went to a restaurant, though, and they had, you know, it's Friday, Saturday night. Anyway, they put a fee on there if you use your credit card.
Yeah, 3%, a lot of them do.
I don't know that I knew that. I paid cash, and then mm-hmm. they take it off. I said, well, you can keep it. I didn't know that. But that makes sense, right? If everybody's using a credit card, you can get an extra 3% out of the deal.
And think of, it's always so much easier to use a credit card. And think of all the places now that are cashless.
Yeah.
So you can't go Crest Center, Lambeau Field, like just a couple hot, on top of my mind. But you used to be able to go to a Packer game, bring $100 with you and get through the day. And now it's just tap, tap, tap. And before you know it, you spent $200 or $300. Great for the Packers, not great for you. And then if it's on a credit card, now you're at 20-30% interest on that. If you're not paying it off right away, it's this evil cycle that keeps happening. And that's why I don't want people to be ashamed of what it is. It happened. Let's help you out. You know, you can get through it. Or, you know, the other topic is maybe you do just want to sell, use your equity, pay it all off, start over, rent for a year, and then go back to it when you feel comfortable. Like, those are real options that we're coaching people through every day.
People come and talk to you about big money?
Yes.
I mean, a mortgage is not
big money.
That is big money. And you talk about, do you recommend them to somebody? Because there's people out there that give some pretty good advice, I think. You know, I follow a little bit of what they say, like this Dave Ramsey. But there's a guy that's getting a lot of traction, and it's just live on cash, like dollars. But think about what you're closed out of. He's like, I can't go to a basketball game or a football game.
Right.
He can't even park his car.
Right. Oh, gosh, yeah. That's a big part of it is it's real. It's real money. And, you know, yes, getting in the cash habit is great. I'm still a big believer. I know.
I don't mean to laugh.
Yeah.
You know, no, you think of that. The guy, when we went to that game and we gave that $10 bill to, and then he was gone when the game didn't get a refund. You think that guy really worked? There was just some guy.
Right.
Standing in the parking lot.
You pull in, he steps out of his car, and you gave him a $10 bill.
Hey, I just went back.
Part-time job.
Went back to the bar.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take another round.
You probably met the friendliest guy. I just got out of my car and he handed me $10.
Buying his buddy around at the
bar. Your parking attendant. The guy's like, who? We're not parking. There's one on duty tonight.
Free parking over there. Yeah.
Anyway. Totally.
Let me ask you this. So from 1920, let's say January 1st, 1920.
Okay.
19, not
2020. I was like, I don't know that far back, but I'll do my best.
2020.
Is it a little Benny Goodman?
2020, I can help with.
The roaring 20s.
2020 till right here.
No kidding.
Do you think that is the high? I mean, I'm not going back in history after World War II or whatever, but would that be about as high of a span of building equity more and quicker than any time you've ever seen?
Yes.
Okay.
The one thing I do, I'm that person, though, that's going to say to you, like, for a lot of the clients and a lot of the people I talk to are like, it's ridiculous. Our houses are so, you know, I get that. I do. But remember, between 2010 and 15, there was little to no appreciation.
Right.
And so had there been the steady 5% appreciation that's a healthy market through those years, we would still be at the same price as we are now. So while it feels different, you gotta think about it objectively. And that's where the prices would be. And again, supply and demand right now.
Sure.
So one of the things is how do we get building these houses and developing these projects, the cost down that they can then put that onto the consumer.
We're with Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation.
Yeah. Something that is bothersome to me, and Johnny and I are both hold our real estate license. I got a broker's one, but they're getting these commissions, not through no fault of their own, but I mean, houses have doubled.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Doubled. And
right.
It's not like, well, the commission went from 6 to 3. So to buy a house is expensive. I want to say it. To sell a house is expensive. You got to look at all that stuff, because now with the cost higher, if it's 1% or 2% or 6% on $250,000 versus, you know, $150,000 is a significant difference. And I think you have to really look at that stuff, because they didn't have, like, it wasn't like $1,000 to sell your house. It was a percent, and that percent is... The percent has been consistent, but the value has skyrocketed.
Well, that's the thing that I wonder, though. Okay, so I've, you know, instead of driving all the time or renting, I was looking about trying to find, we've talked about that.
Yep,
just a tiny little fixer-upper.
Little
fixer-upper type thing.
Yeah.
And I was looking, I didn't go look at it because I actually hurt my leg or whatever, but just all the pictures. And the price versus having been in real estate a couple of years ago, if I'd walked in with my, I'd say, well, this one's about $40,000 over.
Exactly.
Yep.
So what I'm saying... But these people, but then they would lose the house. They want, somebody else would pay it.
Yeah.
But so we're talking about this wonderful 5-year span of equity growth.
Right.
Do you see any equity buying a house for some of these prices right now? Or should you shop a little bit more frugally? Or do you understand what I mean?
I understand. Yeah. So basically, or the way I'm taking it is
yes.
You've got to start looking at what you're paying. And does this home have that much room to appreciate more in the next 5 to 10 years? Because if you're going into it expecting that 20% appreciation, you know, it might be tough in some of the price points. I will say our market has always been, we've never, even through the 2008 and 10 era, we didn't, yes, we hurt in our market, in our area, Brown County, you know, Outagamie County, those areas in this Northeast Wisconsin pocket, but it wasn't as bad as most other places in the country. So we came back pretty quick. And that's similar now, but yeah, you do have to look at it and say, okay, is this at its max, or do I have room, you know, for that 5 to 6% appreciation
that's
year over year?
Yep, that's exactly what I was wondering.
You know, you say that in 2008, 2009, you know, when we took a dip, the country did, and ours wasn't that big of a dip, 2-3%. We never enjoyed the appreciation other parts of the country got either in 2001, 2003, 4, 5. So, I just think looking at the interest rates. I think you have to look at that. You have to look at the house. You have to look at your family. But I think it's okay to spend a day or two and going down and looking at the projections they have. Did you see that Dane County is one of the fastest 5 growing counties in the United States because of climate change?
Yeah.
They just really think that they're kind of protected there. Yep. They're not going to have these droughts. They're not gonna... Anyway, that would make me think, okay, this house is a little bit overpriced, but, you know, you got the experts around the United States saying that this is going to be a growth area. Maybe, and I think you should look at it, because conversely, people move and they go south. Or so anyway, I just think that you're great with really the X's and O's. But yeah, I think to spend a little bit more time and look at the whole area, how's Green Bay going to do? Are we recruiting high-end jobs or low-end jobs? That kind of stuff. And Green Bay's doing really well, too, by the way.
Yeah, obviously that matters, bringing it in. We've got a lot of, you know, a big surge from all the coastal states coming here because, and the other thing to look at it is insurance. Our insurance isn't going up nearly as fast as others.
That was the other reason for Dane, that the insurance is not going to be affordable in the Southeast.
What was the first reason again for Dane?
Climate change.
But I think that had to do with the insurance. But it had to do with the flooding and the... And I think they could have mentioned fires, too.
Yeah.
I just read that article.
Our weather is super...
As much as we
crazy
complain,
as it is,
it's awesome.
It's really awesome compared to everyone else. And we are one of the states that is the lowest in insurance change. So, like, while we're going up minimally compared to the rest of the country.
Right. And Green Bay's got as many snowplows as Detroit.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it's just that we take care of what the problems, and that's not a problem, snow.
Absolutely.
Just, anyway.
All right. Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation. Can you stick around?
Yeah, absolutely.
Quick break. Back in 1 minute.
Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor. Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. We're here with Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation. I always learn so much. I just like, when you talk, I just want to just sit back pretty much and listen to what you say.
Thank you.
I was like, important, insightful stuff.
Good.
But now let's talk a little bit more about what you guys were talking about Madison and Hobart and some of these areas in Wisconsin. And we've talked about it before. So much weird stuff going on over the last few years between the wildfires and the tornadoes and the blizzards and the flooding that's crazy and all these things. And some people are looking at Wisconsin and saying, hey, this might be a little sanctuary.
Yeah, they absolutely are. A lot of people relocating here because the cost of living, they can sell their home, let's say in California or Oregon or one of those states. I've talked to a lot of people from there. They can sell their home for $1 million, $1.5 million, come here, buy a brand new one for $500,000 or $600,000. And even though the property taxes are a little bit higher, the actual cost of living is lower, and the cost to have that brand new house versus an older house out there is huge. So I do think there might be a little surge both ways with remote workers. That people that came here that now have to either go back to their job or vice versa. So we might see a little bit of a gain on properties being sold there. I think that's one of the things not being talked about enough is the nationwide remote workers that have to go back into work and now they moved away and things like that. But I think we're in a steady area.
Real estate investment in Wisconsin is not a bad bet.
I put my money into it. I literally do. Yep.
Hey, when people come to you, and I'm really encouraged to hear you talk about just besides the interest rate,
yep.
Right? And you have, what, 150 different programs or something like that?
That's a lot.
A lot. Okay,
a lot.
Whatever.
Over,
you got
over 100 programs.
You got over 100 programs.
You know what I mean?
Can you list them out real quick?
I'll just rattle them off quick.
We got 2 minutes.
But, all right, so that, you know, and then coupled with, like you said, you offer some, I guess, financial advice. I mean, for lack of better terms, you see the whole picture, and that's what people need to understand going into probably the largest investment of their life.
Yeah. And listen, I don't have any kind of a financial credit, you know, certification or anything like that, but financial literacy is so lost. And I just speak on things that I've done personally and things I've worked with clients on that have worked and they continue to work. So it's just real life where you don't have to pay me to,
right.
Let's just have the conversation. and try to make it better. And, you know, that to me is job security, because the more I can educate people, then in the next year, 2 years, they want to buy. And I hope that they choose me to go through, you know, but it's, people are longing, they're thriving for that kind of knowledge. And, you know, shameless plug here, that's one of the things that we're really trying to bring in through my podcast, where we can talk about it. You know, I used to do videos where you could do 5 or 6 minute videos online, yeah, and people would watch them. And then all of a sudden the algorithms kept saying, you know, 1 minute and then 30 seconds. I'm like, I can't educate on mortgage in 30 seconds.
Right.
Like, that's not even possible. So we went to the podcast, and it's been good for that. You know, it's been like, I just had a client reach out to me last week, was like, hey, I listened to your podcast and I learned so much. I have a few questions. Can we just schedule an appointment? It's like, yes.
Awesome.
Perfect. If that means I can help financially educate you for the next year or two and you're ready, I'm in.
Awesome. Tell me a little bit more about your podcast. Is it guest driven or is it you? How does it work?
It's a little of both. It's mostly guest driven. But I try to bring on guests that want to speak. Like, one of the guests I had on was from MGIC, which is a mortgage insurance, a PMI company, because so many people have a bad taste in their mouth on PMI. And we wanted to talk about how PMI really can help you get into a home without 20% down, because if they weren't there, you would have to have 20% down. And that's as prices get higher.
Just tell about what PMI stands for.
Private mortgage insurance. And it's the insurance you pay when you don't have 20% to your lender. And we pay that PMI on your behalf, but it secures us knowing that if you default, we're going to get our money back. So it's really
but it's also okay to put down 20%.
Absolutely. All day long, I will never tell you not to put down 20%. I mean, right? Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
I think that's cool but podcast, and sometimes when I talk to people, and look, I'm no expert in finance, but something was missed either in the schools or in their parents or in the media. Yeah. Something was missed on financial literacy.
You know, I remember when I was in high school, they taught us how to balance a checkbook. Yeah. They did. Now, I don't know if anyone balances a checkbook, but I don't, you know, after that,
they do. You know who they are? The person I get behind at groceries, where they're writing in how much they just put in there.
And putting it in their memo right away. Exactly. So she's
got
to budget it.
Exactly.
She's got to take her $38 off the $100,000 she has sitting in there. So.
Totally true to
that's
you.
Exactly
and
right.
Everyone listening that's to us as picturing that lady at the grocery store.
God bless 100%. Her.
Yeah.
You know?
All day long, I'll never say that. But no, I think I really realized it probably about 5 years ago. I was asked to speak at UWGB in a financial class, and we went through mortgages, but I realized that the financial literacy there was tough because people never learned in high school.
Right.
And then the older my daughter got, the older her friend, you know, with her friends, and I just realized that there was really a lacking there. And so I use the same tactics with our daughter to help her gain a credit score and her budgeting and all of that that I do with my clients. And it's easy if you follow the process, but yeah, you have to do that. You have to teach them.
And there's not one size fits all, but there's a couple, like, you got to do this 401k. Yes. You got to match that. I mean, just if that's just leaving money on the table.
Oh God, yeah.
Just stuff you have to do. But I think there's so many other tricks that I'm really gonna call them tricks, just strategies, I should say that work for people. And that's great that you, that you share that.
Yeah.
Besides finding them the right
package.
How do
we find your podcast?
You find my podcast on it's on my YouTube channel, otherwise Spotify, Apple Podcasts.
Is it just Kristen Ambrose?
It's called Always on Point Podcast.
Oh, Always on Point.
Always on Point.
We'll have that in our social media and also on our website as well.
Awesome.
Thank you, Todd. Yep. Thank you. Yeah, it's just a great way for a quick, they're never more than 30 minutes. So one or two times in the car, you can get through them. And so far, people are really learning a lot, which is what it's all about.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks for doing it all.
Very cool. Kristen Ambrose, love having you come in here. Like I said, every time you're here, I learn something new.
Good. I'm glad.
This is good stuff. Point Mortgage Corporation. Give her a call.
920-606-1156.
Email her.
At kambos@pointmtg.com.
Awesome. Thank you,
Kristen. Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
You're the best. Paul Vandenplas, wonderfully Wisconsin, will be joining us after this.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller and Northeast Wisconsin hip-hop artist and musician Matt Harper joins me in studio. We're going to light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. There's a hearing today over the challenge to Elon Musk and his Department of Government Efficiency's oversight and cuts to the federal government. That challenge brought by 14 states, but that department continuing to expand its scope, says ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
ABC News has learned DOGE requested access to an IRS data system that retains the personal tax information of millions of Americans. Sources say they have not been granted access yet. Today, Musk is expected to visit the Air Traffic Control Command Center to better understand what the FAA needs to modernize the system.
The union representing FAA employees says hundreds have been laid off. Secretary of State Marco Rubio's in Saudi Arabia ahead of talks with Russian officials aimed at ending the war. More than 300,000 in the U.S. without power as a result of storms that brought flooding, blamed for at least 10 deaths. And the Vatican says Pope Francis has a respiratory infection, which requires further hospitalization for the 88-year-old. This is ABC News.